following is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you hear are that of the hosts and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB.
It's time for Lens on Business with host John Waterhouse on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing experts since 1992, exploring Atlanta's inspiring business stories, lessons learned, and tips for growth and success.
Yep, that is right. Lens on Business is your home for business talk on WSB. I'm John Waterhouse. The topic of business leadership could cover a whole string of episodes, and this week's guest on the program has a whole lot to say about the topic. In fact, it's her specialty. Please welcome Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. Arena Leadership Coaching specializes in elevating emerging executives and visionary leaders who live their values, optimize performance, and foster positive, engaging organizational cultures. They offer practical, actionable solutions and a strength-based approach to help unlock leaders' potential to create sustainable value and growth. Their courses and ebooks are available at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. That's arenaleadershipcoaching.com. Donna, welcome to Lens on Business.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me with you today.
Well, it's absolutely great to have you. And I want to learn more about what led you to form Arena Leadership Coaching. You obviously saw a need there.
That is correct. So if I look back throughout my career, I've witnessed firsthand the constructive and destructive power of leadership on workplace culture and performance. Ineffective leadership is a significant issue. If we just look at Gallup's State of the Global Workplace reports from 2020 to 2024, only approximately 23% of employees feel truly engaged at work. That means the remaining 77% are not engaged or actively disengaged, leading to a staggering $8.9 trillion in lost productivity globally each year. This leadership deficit isn't just a concept. It profoundly affects people's mental, emotional, and physical well-being, as well as organizational success. I've actually experienced the positive impacts of strong leadership and the challenges of ineffective leadership, and I realized we needed a better way forward. We need leadership that fosters innovation, cultivates a positive organizational environment, and enhances employee engagement. And this realization drove me to establish Arena Leadership Coaching to help shape the next wave of leaders who can handle tough challenges with grace and inspire their teams to go above and beyond.
So Donna, let's talk about your own interesting career path and how you've taken those experiences and incorporated them into this business.
Absolutely. So my career has been an incredible journey filled with remarkable successes and epic failures, with the failures, while painful, providing the most invaluable lessons. These experiences have deeply reinforced my belief that true value emerges when people collaborate in service to each other. This collaboration, both simple and complex, underscores all significant achievements stem from people working together, dedicated to serving one another. Throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to work with multiple organizations, and surprisingly, seven of those companies no longer exist due to divestments, acquisitions, or bankruptcies. These experiences have given me a unique perspective on the highs and lows of the business world. I've learned firsthand the importance of resilience, authenticity, and integrity, and have embraced a strength-based approach to leadership. Effective leadership, as I've discovered, involves leveraging individual and team strengths. Leaders who demonstrate vulnerability and authenticity build trust and foster open communication with their teams, creating an environment where team members feel safe to voice their ideas and take calculated risks. And this is key. Additionally, adaptability and resilience are crucial in guiding teams through industry disruptions and economic challenges, ensuring stability and promoting a positive workplace culture. By focusing on this leadership approach, emphasizing authenticity, vulnerability, resilience, empathy, and integrity, I aim to equip future leaders with the skills needed to cultivate dynamic, supportive, and high-performing teams.
You're listening to Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Marketing matters, and Lens knows marketing. From brand strategy to advertising, digital marketing to public relations, think smart, think creative, think Lens. Learn more at lenzmarketing.com. I'm John Waterhouse, and this week on the program, we're chatting with Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. So, Donna, let's talk a little bit more about positive organizational cultures. How have you grown to appreciate the importance of positive organizational cultures?
Great question. So, over the years, my appreciation for positive organizational cultures has deepened significantly. Working across diverse environments, I've witnessed firsthand how a negative atmosphere stifles creativity, diminishes productivity, and contributes to high turnover rates. These experiences underscored the profound impact that organizational culture has on employee well-being and overall performance. As my career progressed, I observed that when employees feel valued and supported, they naturally become more engaged and motivated, leading to enhanced individual and team performance. This fosters a spirit of collaboration and community that benefits the entire organization. One pivotal realization for me was seeing how a shift towards a positive, inclusive culture can completely transform a team's dynamic. By prioritizing open communication, recognizing achievements, and promoting continuous learning, organizations create an environment where everyone feels empowered and respected. Leadership is crucial in shaping and sustaining a positive organizational culture. Effective leaders demonstrate integrity, empathy, and resilience, setting the stage for open communication and trust. For example, practicing empathy allows leaders to better understand their team's perspectives, fostering a collaborative environment where challenges are tackled collectively. These qualities, integral to emotional intelligence, are foundational in creating a dynamic and supportive workplace culture. These insights have strengthened my belief that a positive organizational culture is essential for any successful business. It builds trust, encourages innovation, and enhances resilience, equipping organizations to navigate uncertainties and seize opportunities effectively.
And Donna, you mentioned off the air some recent findings about the current leadership deficit. What are your thoughts about that? Can you explain?
Absolutely, John. The current leadership deficit is a pressing issue that has far-reaching implications for organizations worldwide. As we mentioned earlier, Gallup's reports highlight that only about 23% of employees are thriving at work, while 77% are either not engaged or actively disengaged. So let's talk a little bit more about that 77%. Gallup's surveys reveal a very concerning trend called quiet quitting and loud quitting. Quiet quitting, representing 59% of survey respondents, or the vast majority of the workforce, refers to employees doing the bare minimum required for their roles, lacking enthusiasm and commitment. They are clock watchers. Loud quitting, on the other hand, account for 18% of survey responses, and they involve employees that are actively seeking new opportunities and/or openly expressing their dissatisfaction, leading to high turnover rates. These employees are deeply dissatisfied and may take actions that could harm the organization. Both forms of quitting can be directly correlated to ineffective leadership, significantly contributing to low morale and reduced productivity. One of the most alarming trends is the pervasive sense of disconnection that employees feel from their leaders. Many employees report that they do not receive adequate feedback, recognition, or support, which erodes trust and diminishes their commitment to the organization. This underscores the crucial need for leadership development programs that focus on emotional intelligence, resilience, and innovative thinking. In an effort to combat these staggering annual productivity losses, organizations are increasingly investing in leadership development. However, year-over-year survey results indicate that the typical investment of around $2,000 per leader annually often falls well short of what's needed for comprehensive development.
A lot of great information coming courtesy of Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. And we'll be back with more from Donna in a few moments right here on Lens on Business. It's Business Talk presented by Lens on WSB. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, President and CEO of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business, sponsored by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
And the business talk continues here on Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. I'm host John Waterhouse, and this week our special guest is Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. Arena Leadership Coaching specializes in elevating emerging executives into visionary leaders who live their values, optimize performance, and foster positive, engaging organizational cultures. They offer practical, actionable solutions and a strength-based approach to help unlock leaders' potential to create sustainable value and growth. Their courses and ebooks are available at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. So, Donna, sometimes folks get confused between leadership and management. Can you explain the differences between the two?
Absolutely. Leadership and management are like two sides of the same coin when it comes to making an organization thrive. They're often used interchangeably, but they are actually quite different in how they work and what they focus on. Effective leaders and managers have a mix of skills that help them handle all sorts of challenges. Leadership is all about people. It's about inspiring and guiding others towards a common goal or vision. Leaders set clear direction, motivate their teams, and encourage creativity and change. They're all about developing their people and keeping them engaged, always looking ahead to spot new opportunities and build a positive vibe in the organization. When it comes to decision-making, leaders often rely on intuition and personal judgment, weighing long-term impact and potential risks. And they are willing to take calculated risks and embrace new ideas and perspectives. On the flip side, management is more about process. It's about planning, organizing, and making sure things run smoothly day to day. Managers set up systems and processes that keep everything ticking. They are practical, hands-on folks who keep an eye on resources, set goals, and ensure everyone is on track to reach those goals. When it comes to decision-making, managers follow a structured approach using data and analytical tools to make informed choices. They focus on finding efficient and effective solutions to everyday organizational challenges. So in essence, leadership and management are indispensable partners in driving organizational success. While leadership inspires and guides, focusing on people and long-term vision, management ensures operational efficiency through structured processes and day-to-day oversight. Effective leaders and managers, they complement one another, blending their distinct skills to navigate challenges, foster innovation, and achieve collective goals. By understanding and harnessing the strengths of both, organizations can cultivate a culture of growth, resilience, and continuous improvement, ensuring sustainable success in a dynamic business landscape.
Folks, you're listening to Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing experts since 1992. And the show is also sponsored by Plumworks. Are you looking for plumbers who are reliable, easy to work with, and always get the job done? Look no further than Plumworks, Atlanta's premier family-owned and operated plumbing company. With more than 30 years serving the area, no matter the issue, big or small, Plumworks can handle all your plumbing needs. So call 404-524-1825. That's 404-524-1825. Or visit plumworksinc.com to schedule service. If you're just tuning in, I'm John Waterhouse, and this week on the program, we're chatting with Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching, giving us some practical leadership tips right here on Lens on Business. We've got more just after news, weather, and traffic right here on WSB.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, President and CEO of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business, sponsored by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
The following is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you hear are that of the hosts and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Welcome back to Business Talk on Lens on Business here on WSB. I'm John Waterhouse. City of Brookhaven, one of Metro Atlanta's most vibrant and diverse communities, is also a sponsor of Lens on Business. Since becoming a municipality in 2012, it's made incredible strides in policing and public safety and infrastructure improvements while keeping its tax rate one of the lowest in DeKalb County. There are a lot of exciting things happening in Brookhaven right now, including an ambitious three-year road paving campaign, the designation of the Dresden District and its open container policy, and Brookhaven requesting to run its own ambulance service to reduce EMS response times. You can learn more about the latest City of Brookhaven news by visiting brookhavenga.gov. This week on the show, we're talking with Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. Arena Leadership Coaching specializes in elevating emerging executives into visionary leaders who live their values, optimize performance, and foster positive, engaging organizational cultures. They offer practical, actionable solutions and a strength-based approach to help unlock leaders' potential to create sustainable value and growth. Their courses and ebooks are available at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. So, Donna, you offer an executive leadership development course, and one of the course highlights is Leadership Foundations. Can you share some of that with our listeners today?
Absolutely, John. Our executive leadership development course begins with Leadership Foundations, which is crucial for setting the stage for effective leadership. We delve into core principles that underpin strong leadership, emphasizing the importance of understanding and connecting with people. Leadership isn't just about strategies. It's fundamentally about people. By recognizing the unique motivations, strengths, and challenges of each team member, leaders can tailor their approaches to ensure that everyone feels valued and engaged. This focus on people-first leadership builds trust, fosters open communication, and empowers individuals to reach their full potential. Moreover, we emphasize that leadership is a skill that can be learned and developed. Through continuous learning and practice, individuals can enhance their leadership capabilities and become more effective in guiding their teams.
And you have several curriculum topics. One of them is positive psychology in leadership. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Positive psychology in leadership is all about leveraging the science of positive psychology to enhance leadership effectiveness. We teach leaders how to identify and cultivate their own strengths and those of their team members. By focusing on positive traits and behaviors, leaders can create a work environment that promotes well-being, engagement, and high performance. Positive psychology helps leaders build resilience, foster a growth mindset, and encourage a culture of appreciation and recognition. This approach not only improves individual well-being, but also drives organizational success by creating a supportive and motivating atmosphere.
And another topic, another curriculum topic you have is character strengths. Can you tell us more about that as well?
Character strengths are the positive strengths that define who we are and influence how we lead. In our course, we use the VIA Character Strengths Framework, which categorizes strengths under virtues like wisdom, courage, humanity, justice, temperance, and transcendence. Understanding and leveraging these strengths allow leaders to navigate challenges more effectively, build stronger relationships, and foster a positive work environment. We guide leaders through identifying their unique strengths and integrating them into their leadership style, enhancing their authenticity, resilience, and overall effectiveness.
And another topic I see there on the list is discovering your leadership style and skills. How do you help folks dig that out of themselves?
Sure. Discovering your leadership style and skills is a transformative part of our program, and it's woven throughout the entire program. We help leaders understand their unique leadership style through self-reflection exercises and encourage the use of tools like 360-degree feedback and other assessments to gain deeper insights into their natural tendencies and strengths. By doing so, leaders can develop a more effective and authentic leadership approach. We emphasize the importance of self-awareness, reflection, and continuous learning, enabling leaders to adapt their style to different situations and team dynamics, ultimately enhancing their leadership effectiveness and organizational impact.
Also there on your curriculum list, you have authenticity and vulnerability. Those are two traits, of course, that work great in one-on-one personal relations. But what about in a business sense? How do you teach this in the leadership arena? No pun intended there.
Believe it or not, authenticity and vulnerability are foundational to effective leadership. Authentic leadership means being true to oneself and leading with integrity, aligning actions with core values and beliefs. This builds trust and credibility among team members as they see that their leader is genuine and consistent. Vulnerability, which is often seen as a weakness, is actually a strength. It involves being open, honest, and transparent about challenges and limitations. However, it is crucial to maintain boundaries and not overshare personal details. Leaders who embrace vulnerability foster a culture of trust and openness, encouraging team members to be authentic and engaged. This approach enhances team dynamics, drives innovation and resilience, and creates a positive, supportive, high-performing work environment. By balancing authenticity and vulnerability with appropriate boundaries, leaders can build strong, trusting relationships without compromising their professionalism. This combination helps to create a leadership style that is both relatable and inspiring, leading to a more cohesive and motivated team.
So, Donna, leadership coaching is obviously a passion of yours. What makes you want to get up and go to work each day? What drives you to teach the fundamentals of business leadership to your clients?
Well, John, this business is really my way of taking all that I've experienced and learned and paying it forward to support the next generations of leaders. At Arena Leadership Coaching, we live by the motto, learn first, lead next. Our programs are designed to empower individuals at any career stage to make impactful decisions and drive positive change within their organizations. And by addressing leadership gaps head on, our goal is to enhance organizational performance while reducing the personal and organizational costs associated with disengagement. I am very passionate about creating leaders who foster vibrant, productive workplaces and champion a culture where everyone thrives.
You're listening to Lens on Business, presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing experts since 1992. Marketing matters, and Lens knows marketing. From brand strategy to advertising, digital marketing to public relations, think smart, think creative, thank Lens. Learn more at lenzmarketing.com. That's lenzmarketing.com. The show is also sponsored by Plumworks. Are you looking for plumbers who are reliable, easy to work with, and always get the job done? Look no further than Plumworks, Atlanta's premier family-owned and operated plumbing company. With more than 30 years serving the area, no matter the issue, big or small, Plumworks can handle all your plumbing needs. So call 404-524-1825. That's 404-524-1825. Or visit PlumworksInc.com to schedule a service. I'm John Waterhouse, the host of Lens on Business, and this week we're talking with Donna Miller. She's founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. She's sharing a wealth of information about her leadership coaching courses here on the program. And if you want to learn more, her courses and ebooks are available at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. That's arenaleadershipcoaching.com. We'll be back with more Lens on Business in just a few moments right here on WSB.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, President and CEO of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business, sponsored by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com. The best
things in life are free. We are on the home stretch of this week's edition of Lens on Business. I'm John Waterhouse, but we have a few more minutes with this week's special guest. She's Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching. Arena Leadership Coaching specializes in elevating emerging executives into visionary leaders who live their values, optimize performance, and foster positive, engaging organizational cultures. They offer practical, actionable solutions and a strength-based approach to help unlock leaders' potential to create sustainable value and growth. Their courses and ebooks are available at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. So, Donna, let's talk about your client base. Who would best benefit from your course?
Our executive leadership development course is designed for a wide range of professionals, from emerging leaders to seasoned executives who are committed to personal and professional growth. This includes emerging leaders who are just starting to take on more responsibility, mid-level managers looking to refine and develop their leadership skills, and senior leaders aiming to stay ahead in a rapidly changing business environment. The course is particularly beneficial for those who want to enhance their emotional intelligence, resilience, and innovative thinking, and who aspire to create a positive organizational culture that drives engagement and performance. So whether you're stepping into a leadership role for the first time or seeking to refine your approach, our course provides valuable insights and tools to help you lead effectively and inspire your team.
And emerging business leaders, they're definitely busy people. How do your clients make taking your course work?
Oh, believe me, I understand that business leaders are incredibly busy. I'm one of those busy leaders. That's why our course is designed with flexibility in mind. The 16-week program alternates between weeks of in-depth study and practical implementation, allowing participants to apply what they've learned in real time without overwhelming their schedules. The videos range from 3 to 15 minutes in length, with a daily commitment of 30 to 45 minutes. Additionally, our course includes reflective journaling exercises, which can be done at their own pace, ensuring they can fit the learning process into their hectic routines. Reflective journaling is particularly valuable as it helps leaders internalize lessons and gain deeper insights into their leadership practices.
And Donna, if someone's interested in signing up for your course or purchasing an ebook, what do they need to do?
Well, signing up for the Executive Leadership Development course is simple. You can enroll directly from our website at arenaleadershipcoaching.com. And our website also offers a wealth of other resources, including videos, blog posts, and ebooks, with new content, courses, and ebooks currently in development to further support your leadership journey.
Well, big thanks to Donna Miller, founder of Arena Leadership Coaching, for joining us this week on Lens on Business. Visit Arena Leadership Coaching to learn more, and make sure and visit our website for our library of past shows at lensonbusiness.com. That's L-E-N-Z on business.com. The whole shebang is presented by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Marketing matters, and Lens knows marketing. From brand strategy to advertising, digital marketing to public relations, think smart, think creative, think Lens. Learn more at lenzmarketing.com. I'm John Waterhouse. Come join us next week right here on WSB for more Lens on Business.
Hi, this is Mike Colleen, President and CEO of Lens, and you're listening to Lens on Business, sponsored by Lens, Atlanta's marketing expert since 1992. Learn more at lensmarketing.com. That's L-E-N-Z marketing.com.
The previous show is sponsored by Lens Marketing. The opinions and facts you heard were that of the host and callers and not that of 95.5 WSB.